now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is normally a Steen on Sports Tuesday, but today, since my partner in crime has...
I try to come on Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays are yours.
But I know, but you're not going to be here on Thursday. So.
But I'm still having a happy hour. I know that.
Yes, you are. So we're going to do a little happy hour... what is it?
Happy Hour Sports.
With Steen and Scott.
There you go.
We're going to do that today. One guest in today. It's an important one today, though. Our first with Palmer Group. Mr. Mike Bringle is coming on today from
wonderful.
Palmer Group. So very excited about that.
Excellent.
He's coming on at 5 o'clock, so we'll get that all ready and set to go. You are. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700champ, at Steen on Sports, at @ScottBrower_13, or at @HappyHour_SS. I think I got them all.
Yeah.
You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. I will download yesterday and today's show when I get home tonight. For upcoming events on 1700, we have Minnesota Twins game Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So pretty excited about that beginning to happen as well. All righty. So I'm going to give our sponsors a quick shout out. We couldn't do the, bless you. Palmer Group, which we talked about here just a second ago. Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, DeMoss or Des Moines Orthopedic, BetMGM. And we'll start out with yours, since you're in here today. You can tell us about...
The countdown is on.
It is. It's what? The
April 13th.
A week and a day.
Yeah.
Away.
Build My Future. It is a hands-on skilled trades event. It's going to take place at Iowa State Fairgrounds. Initially, this kind of was just a construction-based, I'd say, to less... lesson it would be to call it a job fair, if you will. It's more, it's actual hands-on. You can do everything from walking on drywall stilts to sweating you laughed last time, sweating a copper joint to having the masons out there and such too. But there's manufacturing, commercial, residential construction, there's restaurant, hospitality, automotive, law enforcement, healthcare, IT, trucking, energy, and so much more. It is April 13th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It is an event they're looking right now. They've got well over 4,500 students, high school kids coming, busting in for this thing. It is going to be massive. And it's just getting the eyes open that not everybody is in for a four-year school. And there's a lot of things to be done within the trades and a lot of opportunity and a lot of success. So if you'd like to know more information, go to iowaskilltrades.com.
It's a week from...
It's April 13th, which April 13th. Would be, what is today?
The 5th, 6th. So it's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
I'm going to have to, in the midst of my day, just kind of go down and take a little video of all the things down
there. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, I'm not, I don't
know
what.
Throw it up on social media
right.
So people can see.
I don't know the exact time frame, but the governor always comes down. I mean, it is, it's big for the future. That's why it's called Build My Future.
I like it.
So. Onward.
All right, where do you want to start? You want to talk about last night's game? Do you want to talk about the women's game? Where do you want to go?
Oh man. We can talk about last night's game. I know we originally talked and we'll BetMGM, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
We both had leaned towards Kansas.
Yeah, I had Kansas -4. I had the under. I doubled down on the under at half.
You're not the only one. Yeah. Not me. Someone from work also told me that.
And on Circa, I did the exact opposite and doubled
really?
Down on North Carolina. So it didn't turn out to be as bad as what it could have been.
I went with money line on North Carolina. And so... But you know what? The Masters is coming up, and there's some great things you can do with the Masters.
It's you know, we'll talk about
I'm
that.
I'm going to get well this weekend. I just know I am.
Yeah, that's the part.
Tell me about the game. What were your takeaways?
Okay, so here's some highs and lows of the game. I thought the low of the game, there were two of them. One, player related when, oh my gosh, what is the young man's name? Bokic or,
I thought it was Bacot.
Yes.
Right. Armando?
Armando Bangkok.
I thought it was Bacot.
Bacot. Okay.
You know what? I'm sure we're
phonetically. Right on.
Are you talking about the guy who rolled his ankle?
Yes. And it was bad enough that he rolled his ankle until you saw the play in slow motion.
Yeah.
He rolled his ankle because the floorboard gave out.
It was, I had background noise on in my office today, and that was obviously, it's always sports radio, and it has been the talk ever since the little short video came out. The floor buckled. I mean, it just looks painful.
Especially after the first time he did it in the game before, it looked awful. That's one of the drawbacks, right? Of having these games in places that aren't basketball.
Right, but it happens.
They
didn't get surprised yesterday afternoon and say, hey, can you throw up a basketball court? I mean, they've got very expensive players that play on that.
Yeah.
From a professional standpoint. I mean, I'm sure they've had other people on there that.
Right, but somebody should have did a little stress test somewhere.
I'm sure it was a freak accident. I'm sure there'll be an explanation and an apology and
some money changing hands.
Exactly. Actually, the one that got me was Brady Manick, when he got the elbow across the bridge of his nose. I mean, right into the beginning. Dude, I thought his eyes would be swollen shut before half.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing about that. So that same Brady Manick was kicked out of a game at Baylor when it was just, I mean, they were tussling with the ball and he hit a Baylor guy barely, and they kicked him out of a game that they almost lost.
Yeah.
And last night, once again, it was not done on purpose, but if you followed the rule,
it was a basketball move though. That's what they said.
So his was a basketball move too. And they kicked him out of a game. And they didn't there. When the dude got almost knocked out.
Right. Oh, it laid it. The fact that he didn't bounce his head off the floor, I mean, I went, oh, Lord. And he was, you could see the purple on the bridge of those, and the eyes were starting to blacken a little bit. I haven't seen any pictures of him today, but he has to look like he's in a car wreck.
And you know what? I'm not going to take away from the game because it was a great game. Oh, you also had the North Carolina guy that had gotten a little solar plex hit and was pretty much puking on the floor because they were also exhausted. Because in the Final Four, I think the NCAA got to the referees and said, you know what? I think people like it better if, you know, we just have continuous action and not a bunch of trips to the free throw line.
Well, this entire tournament was bad. Let them play until 2 minutes and then decide where you want.
Yep. You haven't called a touch foul all night long.
Right.
Called two.
It did seem that way. I'm never.
I think the people that were upstairs and, you know, Mark Emmert and everybody was like going, we told you to do that against Kansas, not against North Carolina.
Exactly.
We don't like Kansas. We're going to have to throw them on probation for the next 6 years, and we have to hand them a trophy if they win.
But yet, Bill Self got a lifetime contract today.
Getting his team in trouble. And he's like, well, you know, I don't think they can. It's an ongoing investigation. And
2019.
Good ongoing Lord. Investigation that, oh, yeah, by the way, has two people already in jail because of what they did. I mean, it's incredible.
So, okay, to evolve into that conversation already, how severe is, I don't want to say sanctions or punishment? Is it going to be six games? Going to be the whole year? Are they going to take away postseason for them next year?
I think they take away postseason. I think they, I. This I, is a, this is a chance for the NCAA to actually prove what they actually say, and
oh,
that
you're
is
adorable.
I know, isn't that fun?
Let's
that
see.
If you, no matter what happens, you're the coach of the basketball team. It's no different than if you're the CEO of a company and your company right. goes down. The CEO goes down,
right.
and it goes down really quickly. The difference being that a CEO of a company usually has someone that you can bring up that's just as good or what. But they should be punished pretty hard for
they should be yes
what happened.
They
and Sean Miller, I also don't understand because Sean Miller was caught and he was let go by Arizona, but had no problem with Xavier hiring him. So there's no explaining the NCAA.
No.
Mark Emmert, I'm trying to think in the nicest way I can say this. He's a blooming idiot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. FCC like that.
Yep.
Version. Okay.
He doesn't know. He's in control of a $5 billion company and has no idea how to run it.
Well, he knows he doesn't want to make. He doesn't want to anger one of the shiniest, you know, gems on the crown.
Well, trust me, no one likes Bill Self. I don't even know if Bill Self's players like Bill Self.
Bill likes Bill.
Bill loves Bill, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know what they're gonna. They're not gonna do anything.
I
actually don't think Mark Emmert has the power to do anything anymore because. I don't think he's running the NCAA. Right. I think the NCAA is being run by the asylum, and we're going to see what happens. And by asylum, I mean the SEC.
Oh, I thought you meant the ESPN. But
well, and they're a clear part of that. That's why you never see them. Other stations break those news. They love it that the news is breaking because right. then they can have their way.
Right.
I
don't know. It's just the scuttlebutt, if you will, of what, you know, when I'm listening to all the different shows and things, I hear so many people say it's just going to be a slap on the hand. I don't see how it can be.
Yeah, with paying players to come play.
Here's the justification. Yes, but here's the justification of what they're saying. Well, it's okay now because we've got name, image, likeness.
Yeah, but they were actually the name, image, likeness is for the student athletes when they go to school. This was
money to people associated with the players.
Right, the name, image, and likeness actually the players can get even earlier than that.
Right.
So
I love when we talk about the NCAA because you just such a happy face.
That would be the NCAA's best thing ever to come out and say, well. We didn't punish them because, you know, this is the way things are going to start happening. And I'm like, there's probably some guys out there that are probably saying, hey, what about me? How about you get me off probation
right.
and let me coach again?
Well, and this isn't an isolated incident. No. This is just one that got caught.
Right. And
I mean, that's the bigger
issue. And I don't know what the... I have a hard time with the ramifications of what happens. I think the ramifications when something like that happens should be the coach should be not paid, expelled from the program, and has to sit so many times, but you don't punish the kids.
Oh, absolutely.
But
no one to step into his spot.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that by coach, I mean everybody. Is, so if it's a recruiting violation, mm-hmm. whole entire team of coaches have mm-hmm. to go because all of them have a part in recruiting. Mm-hmm. You all knew it was going on. You all are out, and it's time for the university to figure out a way to hire somebody to come in and coach. You shouldn't be kicking the players out if the players didn't have anything to do with it. And most of these kids had zero.
You take away the coaches, the kids don't want to play for the new guy. The kids are gone anyway.
Could be, and maybe that's okay too.
So I mean,
right now, look at LSU. LSU just went through Coach Wade right. was bad, mm-hmm. it, much worse than Bill Self has ever even thought about being, and all of that. And I want to back up. Bill Self, right now, is the best basketball coach in the NCAA.
Yes,
he wins with not as much talent as some of these other teams. He plays in a tougher conference than most of these teams. Mm-hmm. And he still wins, and he's that good. I'm surprised at the fact that who's in his ear saying they need to cheat when he's been winning by not cheating and trying to get those players. Those players only usually stay for a year, and he's made his moves by keeping players for multiple years.
I agree.
So I don't know why. I don't know where the pressure came to cheat when you're a perennial 30-win team. I don't know how somebody came in and convinced you that cheating was the way that maybe you can get one more.
I know. And the thing that gets me is, how did it come to the surface at Kansas? Steen, this goes on everywhere.
Right.
It has been forever.
And Kansas isn't cheating at everything because their football team is horrible.
I mean, dude, they made a movie 30 years ago about this called Blue Chips. So, I mean, it is frustrating. I don't want it to – I'm not going to sit here as an Iowa State fan or whatever and say, I hope that he's gone all next year and they don't get postseason, stuff like that. If you're looking for them to be gone because you don't want to play them, that's not right.
Well, no, I think most people in the Big 12 that has that feeling is just the arrogance of Kansas basketball is what they don't like.
They love them.
And they have beat them. I mean, that
right.
But I get what you're saying. And I'm not disagreeing with that, but it just, sooner or later, it gets old having people get away with stuff all the time. I mean, it always does, right? That's your biggest thing that you complain about is when, we got away with this and we won a title and, they're kind of yelling at us, but they're not going to do anything. And I don't like the punishment of the players. And I don't like the punishment of the players any more than I do when coaches can leave free willy-nilly and players are stuck in a contract that's not actually a contract.
Right.
It's a weird business,
it's going to be interesting.
Friend.
I can't put my finger on it, but it's going to be interesting.
Oh, you are listening to Steen on Sports, and it's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott today. Scott and I will be back right after this break. And we got a ton of stuff to talk about. You can listen to us on 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. On Sports 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Be sure to drive home safely. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It's part of the Steen on Sports Network. More to come. You never know. More to come.
Yeah.
You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. This segment will be brought to you by. That's a good one. What should it be brought to you by? I'm going to get Woodman Controls taken care of here. Woodman Controls has been a company since 1991. They've been designing intelligent building solutions for companies throughout Iowa. They're an independent Iowa-based contractor that designs, engineers, installs, commissions, and services building automation systems. It's a way that you can take care of your automation system and not be sitting there staring at it, which we've had to do a lot of times in my lifetime of just sitting and staring at the HVAC system to see what it's doing.
I know. To simplify it, you got the thermostat on your phone.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you can change everything. You can lights. I mean, it's a crazy thing. One of the major things that Woodman Controls right now is looking for, they are looking for business development people, field technicians, project managers, service technicians. They have internships that are out there for all of you that are in college that are looking to do something like this, that you can come in and learn a skill while still going to school and see if it's something that you like to do. You can go to woodmancontrols.com, check out the website, check out things that they have and they can do, and go in and fill out an application and give them a call and see what they can do for you. And it kind of builds right into the skilled trade. I mean, that's something that the reason that that's so important is because so many people are looking for people to work.
Right.
I was out today and we were having, I have about 13 grand worth of concrete work to do, trying to find, you know, number one, have my guy have time to come out and look at it and then have time for him to get it. And if he can get, of all things, if he can get, what are they, tie rods?
Rebar.
Rebar. Yeah. If he can get rebar. I'm like, oh my God, you
got to
be
like Shaggy when you're or Scooby.
Rebar.
But yeah, we're doing some work as well, and it, you know, for the longest time, you know, they can't do anything with still, you know, frost in the ground, and then we get a little bit of moisture and a little bit of warm, and these guys are like, it has to be now or it's going to be 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, we were sitting in a meeting today and talking about vehicles, company vehicles, and we're like, you're 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Oh, dude, we're
if you're good. If you're right. Lucky.
A forklift, 44 weeks. A bigger forklift, 64 weeks. So get it while you can.
No doubt. I mean, it's crazy some of the stuff that's going on. Let's put a bow. Probably my biggest thing from last night was that
Kansas win the game or did North Carolina lose the game?
No, I think Kansas won the game. I think
to be down, what was it, 18-16, to be down, I was uncomfortable at half.
Yeah, that's the difference between playing in the Big 12 and playing the ACC.
Right.
Teams are used to being down, but teams are used to playing at that pace throughout the whole entire game. North Carolina was not ready to play at that pace. And not very many people are ready to play at that pace.
Right.
To do that with Kansas. I also do not think the Kansas player was out of bounds last night. I think that was a bad whistle by that last play.
No. He stepped out twice.
No, I up close pictures today all over the internet. I don't think he was out of bounds, and I don't think they'd have changed the call because it had made him look bad, and they'd already looked bad enough.
I don't. From what I saw, it looked like he stepped out twice.
See, I think you really have to. I mean, you can't say, well, it really looks like his outside of his tennis shoe really hit that.
Did
line.
It change the outcome of the game?
Yes, it did. Ask my bank account.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
The spread.
It
never,
might
never
have
bet the spread on basketball.
So this would have been my other thing. So they gave the MVP last night to Agbaji.
Mm-hmm.
That was David McCormick's MVP to be had, and once again, I just want an explanation on when people voted on it. David McCormick was the reason they won the game before. David McCormick was awesome last night. That's their big player. That's their big name player. And, oh, yeah, we're just going to give it to him.
There was that. Same as the women's outcome, though. There's still a lot of discussion of, you know.
Hey, but they didn't give the MVP to Leia Boston. They gave it to the little point guard who deserved it. I mean that was the if they'd have given the MVP award to Leia Boston, my head might have exploded.
Okay. All right.
And I had that. I'll even tell you that. So yesterday I had that conversation, and here's my conversation. Leia Boston is the best player on the best basketball team in the country because of her team.
Mm-hmm.
She is not even close to being the best player in college basketball. I mean, it's not even remotely close. And I got into a little bit of a tussle with some people on social media too, because they're saying, well, how are you going to compare Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers? I'm like, you can't compare. If you want to compare to somebody, compare to Azee Fudd, who was the freshman who was sick, who only played like 16 minutes. She plays more like Caitlin.
Right.
Paige Becker's a great player. She's another great player. She's
fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, she plays more under control. She's the way I compare the two of them, and it's a horrible comparison because number one, I'm old, and it's like when I watched the NBA when it got popular again, right?
Yep.
I mean the NBA finals weren't even on live TV
right.
until Magic Johnson and Larry Bird came into the league.
Right.
Caitlin Clark is Magic Johnson. Paige Beckers is Larry Bird. And there's not a lot of difference between the two of them. And you're never going to get in trouble taking either one. But one's more flashy, does more things. The other is just calm, steady. When you watch Paige play, that's the way she is. She's a silent assassin.
She's a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
I mean, she's that
when
that
you,
quiet.
When you watch Caitlin play, she's an assassin and
with a hint of Tasmanian devil.
Exactly.
I mean, she is.
And just ready to go.
Absolutely.
But I have nothing against Alea Boston, but she was a great player in that championship game because she's bigger than taller than everybody else. That's, I mean, but that doesn't make you the best player.
But you know what? We're talking about women's NCAA basketball still.
I love it.
Still,
yeah, but I'm
looking forward
that.
To next year. So
I am too. I mean, I think it's going to be better. Their ratings were up, even though the game was on ESPN and not like CBS or ABC. Right. I mean, that hurt.
It's but. Fun. It's fun talk already because they're doing the way too early preseason polls.
Yep, Iowa and Iowa State, right next to each other.
Iowa 8, Iowa State 9.
Yep, and I've seen 6 and 7 in a poll as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not going to change. So, but the number one sports thing going on in the world right now is Tiger Woods might play in the Masters. I mean, that's the biggest sports story there is.
Yeah, and the fact that he's wearing foot joists, that was also interesting today.
Yeah, I'm, you know, and here's the, you know what the most the funniest thing about it is, not a peep.
No,
from Nike. No. They're like, yeah, no, it's fine.
It's okay. Whatever you feel, whatever you feel okay walking in. Because the big thing is from everything what they were showing, it's the swing, the putt, the everything's fine.
It's the walk.
It's the walking up the hills.
Yep.
And I mean, it is not an easy laboring. I mean, but
and they're in, they you know. Don't think that the PGA didn't get in a back room somewhere and say, is there any way possible that we can give Tiger a cart without anybody knowing?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Right.
And Tiger was very
well,
and Tiger would never have asked for it because even when Casey Martin,
right,
Tiger said, I love Casey Martin. He's a part of this Nike team. I am there for him. He can't use a cart and do this. It's not allowed.
Right.
And he would I guarantee you, he would never even think of asking. Right. His thing is, if I play the first day, even if I'm way up there and I can't walk the next day, I'm out.
Right.
And I think everybody's okay with
that. And that's his thing too, with this competitive nature. If he has to, that he can't do what you need to do. And that's walking the course to be in the Masters because he would have to be in a cart, then he's not going to do it.
Nope.
It wouldn't be all, you know, handicap me or whatever.
No,
I guess
he would not ever. Would never do that.
No.
Just his love for the game of golf would never have that. But the amazing thing with Tiger is it doesn't matter if it's Jack Nicklaus or if it's Lee Trevino or it's David Duvall or it's every one of the players that, you know, are younger than him or anything. Now, every single one of them going, oh my gosh.
Right.
We are so much better in golf when he's around.
It's so, I mean, because we said this off the air already. I said, you know, did you go to our friendly wagering app? And both of us did. And it's, I mean, it was plus, I was at plus 5,000. So a $40 bet gets over $2,000 on Tiger Woods. And I'm like, it's Tiger Woods. I mean, there's actually, this isn't one of those where, you know, I put $10 for Iowa State to win the NCAA tournament at the beginning of the year. I mean, it would have paid out real nice. I actually put $10 that the Dolphins were going to make the playoffs. Almost got that. I mean, it was fun little, but it's just my fun little what ifs. This is actually, I mean, it's Tiger.
It would be less of an upset if he won this.
Mm-hmm.
Than winning it in 2019, where he hadn't even been hitting a ball. I mean, he's been hitting a ton of balls.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't even hit a ball
right.
when he got there and then played like that. So that'll be fun to watch. He's playing with Louis Oosthuizen and Joaquin Niemann. That'll be funny because he's going to be fine with that grouping because Louis Oosthuizen doesn't hit it very far and Joaquin Niemann hits it a ton. He's going to be right in the middle. So it'll be I think it'll be fun.
I'm excited. I mean,
what it's going to do for TV ratings is incredible. And right. then you remember the fact. Oh yeah, it's the Masters, and they don't show it on TV all the time. So you kind of get a little upset. They don't show it as much as they do. Like you don't get to watch as much as you do with the U.S. Open or the British Open.
Right.
So
well, but
it's
not,
okay.
Not to go against anything here, but it's on the ESPN app. Like in the Champions Series, you can actually follow. It's fee based, of course, but you can follow this threesome. You can follow that threesome. You can watch overall coverage. I mean, there's ways to watch this stuff.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But it's definitely fee based.
But
like we were talking earlier, I'm excited to get the, you know, where we're gonna pick four different tiers, two players from each tier. We're going to do that with our other family. We're going to do that between you and I because it's
what we like to do.
It's what we like to do, and it's kind of funny because we didn't want to tell each other who we're picking, but we said one person. We're both on the same page.
It would have been the one. If we just said them at the same time, we'd have said the same person.
And both mispronounced it. So.
Exactly. Will Zalatoris.
There you go.
The Big 12 has had four straight Final Four teams and three straight championship games. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech, and then Baylor, and then Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can stop saying that, well, the SEC and the Big Ten are the best. The Big Ten has had not a lot of luck in the last few years of even getting to the Sweet 16.
Right.
It's not good. It's going to be interesting, though, because we've all asked for it, and here you go. The next time we see basketball, it's with Houston and Central Florida and BYU.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I always Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
With Texas and Oklahoma still in fold. So it's going to be really interesting. And a lot of people are like, yeah, when Texas and Oklahoma, it's just one more nail in the coffin. Texas and Oklahoma aren't great basketball teams. So it's going to hurt the women's basketball more than it. Oklahoma and Texas are really good women's programs. The men's programs have now Chris Beard. He's going to have a couple more. He's going to have a better recruiting class than what he was left with.
Right.
So,
right, exactly.
I think that's going to be fine. LeBron James. I just wanted to get this one out really quick. They play tonight, and let me tell you who they play. Right. The Phoenix Suns. So the Phoenix Suns are the number one team
in the West. Yes.
Yep. LA has to win tonight, or they're eliminated from the playoffs. If somebody else, but they can't lose. If they lose tonight, they can't lose another game.
Right. If they lose two, they're out.
They're definitely out.
It's something like if they lose tonight and then
other team wins, then they're out.
Yeah. And
it's San Antonio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something about LeBron? Is he all geared up for the game? Is he?
No, I think he's sitting out.
Oh, clothes.
He ankle really hurt.
Okay.
And they're in Phoenix, and I guess I. You get to this time of the season, even if he was healthy, I don't know if he'd travel to Phoenix for that reason. Man, I try my best to be a huge LeBron James fan, and I can't do it, and it drives my kids crazy. I just don't like the guy.
So in the West, Suns, Grizzlies, Golden State, Mavericks, Nuggets, as it's sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go?
Man, that's going to be so
in
tough.
The West.
It depends on if Golden State is healthy. It totally depends on who's healthy. I think Memphis is a wild card because they've never been
right.
in the playoffs before. I think that's going to be the most fun. If not, I think you could get a Denver Phoenix final in the Western Conference to see who goes. That'd be some great games too. So
I'm pushing on Memphis. This should be fun.
It should be. I agree. You are listening to Steen on Sports and Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ. Des Moines real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a great day. Please drive safely home. Remember, coming up, you are going to start to learn about Palmer Group. It's a pretty exciting company. I might know some people there. It's kind of cool. So it'd be nice.
Middle son, one of them.
One of them, yes, absolutely.
Doing is he coming in to talk about the company? Is he coming in to talk about sports?
Yeah, oh, a little bit of both,
good.
I hope. That's the way we like to do it anyway. Right. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, part of the Steen on Sports Corporation.
It's a subsidiary.
Yes. You can check us out on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13. I'm at Steen on Sports. This next segment, really quick, is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. We always talk a lot. I'm gonna give them some kudos here, but it is Northwest Bank. So I do want you to go in. I want you to open up account an account. Tell them Steen sent you, or Steen on Sports sent you, or Scott sent you. All of them matter. And see what they can do for you. Here's some of the things that a lot of people don't know about them. They were honored to be awarded a 2022 Top Workplace in the USA. They were named as one of the top mortgage lenders in 2021. They have a brand new bank that opened up in Ames. Where is it at in Ames?
Southeast 16th and Duff.
Duff.
The old Benson Motors or whatever in that area.
Here's what they can do for you. Personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance, easy access. Right now, if you need room to grow, they're giving up to $1,000 off closing costs. And the biggest one here, we offer many options for you to bank outside of our normal lobby hours. Call Bank Online, call Bank Online, or use our live banking app or live banking through their ATM.
Yep.
It's Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
I think it's the ATM is the automatic teller, the ones we know, and this is an ITM. You actually talk to a screen. I mean, it's fancy. And what do we always say? Great bank, great people.
Yep. And that's their good thing. You know, and I didn't do their okay. They took their thing off. Oh, there it is. Commitment you can bank on. There we go.
There you go.
Sorry. Then member FDIC. Okay, so you asked me. So you had something you pulled up where the most arrests of an NFL team and a team that had the least arrests.
Actually I saw it on Facebook. It was buddy of mine, Kai. He's a big 49ers fan, runs the damn pub. We got to go there sometime. But anyway, and it was surprising.
So you asked me, and I said I thought the Cowboys would be
a big one. NFL teams with the most arrests since 2000.
I would still say the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys are number 19.
19, wow. I also said that the least would be the Packers because they're in Green Bay, and I don't even know if there's police officers in Green Bay. Who's the least?
Packers are 18.
Rips. Okay, so that.
Now, this is why I brought it up. Texans.
Well, yeah. Okay. You know that, I guess you could probably, so they were number one.
If things would have changed, it would have been, because they had 16. But would they have charged all 22? So would
no,
have
I, he hasn't been charged for anything.
I know. So the Texans are 32 with the least amount was 16. This just blows me. I'll go to your Ravens. Your Ravens are number 14 with 30. My Dolphins are 11 with 34. The Minnesota Vikings are number one with a whopping 55.
Really? I would not have guessed the Vikings. I would have just thought the Vikings would just be, they're the Vikings. They can't even do that right. So I wouldn't have guessed the Vikings.
It was just a weird little stat.
Goodness gracious.
Raiders are clear down at 22 with 25.
Yeah, now since they and that's with a couple of really big ones on there. Okay, so I do have to say this because I stated this earlier in the NCAA basketball season. So Joe Yesufu was with the Drake Bulldogs last year and in the NCAA playoffs had two really good games. Transferred to Kansas and throughout the year played 3 minutes a game. During this run in the NCAA, I don't know how many times he even got on the floor. But earlier in the year, I'm like, you know, why do that? Why not play?
Why not play more on a lesser team?
Yep. Or you can win an NCAA championship ring with the Kansas Jayhawks. I'm assuming he'll go in the transfer portal again and portal out because of playing time. But at least that way, I mean, you got to the NCAA tournament with Drake. Drake would have been a really, really good team. Mm-hmm. I kind of hate that part of it. But, you know, it is what it is. So good for them. The NFL came out with a really interesting thing today. They want the Olympics to have flag football. Thought that was kind of funny.
That's a pretty big movement. What is it? The play 60 that they've got going on, yeah. But it's also it's it's not just boys. I mean, it's boys, girls, it's everybody.
Right.
And that's
the best part of it, right?
Absolutely. Yep. They are making it. Everyone can play football. And it's pretty cool.
And I had you in mind with this next one.
Oh, Lord.
So the Des Moines City Council on the south side decided that we need some new affordable housing.
Okay, it's not. Stop turning it that way.
It's a need for not low end. I didn't say low income.
I was going to say they're starting out at 550. Right. They're not low income.
But in their little thing that they said in the city council is the South Side needs some more affordable housing. They didn't say low income. They just said affordable housing.
They're townhomes.
And they're townhomes.
Right.
$400,000 townhomes. $400,000 to $550,000 townhomes.
Yes.
In what language is that even median housing?
I'm not saying I'm on one side or the other because it's actually in, you know.
Well, I'm assuming it
six
behooves
blocks
you
from my house.
It
so.
Behooves you to be on the other side, and it behooves you. Well, it'd make your property taxes go up too, though. So it wouldn't behoove you on that part.
Well,
but maybe business wise,
it's density. It's density is what it is, and it's where they're.
Well, they're also putting it in a place that doesn't really have anything going on.
What? Okay, look across the street. You've got Park Floor. It's a what, 13-story townhome association.
People don't like that, though. They don't like 13 stories.
Druid Hill, where you're just down the street where you've got, I've seen 15 years ago, anywhere from $475,000 to $900,000 townhomes.
Yeah, I don't get the price range.
And
that's my
next to AIB, you have Gray's Landing. You got apartments. You got high-density apartments. This is a half a block away from the high-density apartments. It's a half block away from the Park Floor. I don't know. To me, the way things go far as zoning, it goes from, you know, A. I'm not using the right ones. But
so which
a
one
to
of your
B,
South Side brothers is a pulling to B, this one through?
A to B to C, you know, type of thing, where now we're going to go A to B, back to A, back to I just.
And we're going to skip to Y.
Right.
No, I saw that this morning, and that's the thing. Okay, don't say affordable housing. It's the only thing I was making fun of them.
It's not affordable housing. It's the fact that it's higher density than single family.
Exactly. And it would bring a neighborhood up because of the pricing of the homes, which is better than them saying that we're putting in affordable housing and we're gonna build no basements, one story, $110,000 houses. People don't get excited about that. They don't think getting land.
And when you find this $110,000 house,
you can't do.
Let me know when you dig up a unicorn. But
right.
But no, I mean that is what that area. I mean, you've seen at the end of come over the Raccoon River Bridge, heading south from downtown on 7th Avenue. You see the big townhomes going up there as well.
Yeah.
It was where the, you know, the bar that had many shootings and things like that, that whole little area. I mean, those are $450 as well. But I mean, it's
crazy, isn't it?
No,
I mean, it makes you wonder. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of people. This is Des Moines is a very wealthy suburb of people earning, but it's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, look at with the Dyco plant going away. I mean, we're going to have a soccer stadium.
No, absolutely.
Did you think 10 years ago we were going to have a soccer? I mean, parties I've seen, I've got friends on the West Coast, then they'll go to the, what is it, the Portland Timbers. I mean, it is a big old party. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
I don't understand
soccer, but.
You have to have somebody that's committed to that. And when you have the leader of Come and Go be a part of owning it,
right?
You get special stuff like that. I mean, and it's because he's a mover and shaker. I mean,
right.
A lot of and I work for a company that without Knapp Properties, without Bill Knapp, Des Moines not what Des Moines is.
Right.
And you need those kind of visionary people to be there. And I totally agree with that. So man, this goes so fast. The first hour is done already. That's crazy. I'm gonna get music here in now. It's our first Palmer Group interview. So I'm very excited. Mike Pringle, really good guy. Don't know if you know, but I might have coached his son in basketball. I think most of the fathers that are at Palmer Group are a part of that clan. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, part of the Steen on Sports programming. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.